I love it when nerds listen. You guys are amazing. So right now we have the Hearthstone panel. I hope all of you are doing the fireside gathering, right?
Thank you, Ro, you're my hero.
I'm told you can do it anywhere here, right? Anywhere. I'm not supposed to tell you that. So, sorry in advance. This is Garrett. I promised I was going to try to say his last name, but I don't want to mess it up, so I'm not going to. But Weinzerl? Am I?
Garrett W.
I practiced it for a really, really long time. He's with Angry Chicken, right? Did I get that right? Memories, guys, memories. I'm going to hand it over to him.
Greetings, Almost BlizzCon. How y'all doing? Yeah, I am Garrett Wiener Schnitzel Weinzerpel, however the hell you want to spell my last name. And we have so many people here that I'm just going to read right off the cards. So, from Coin Concede, we have Kenny, a.k.a. KCCO Gamer. Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
We have, from the Well Met podcast, Kick Tripod. I'd call him John, but that doesn't sound as cool. From Golden Wisps, we have Alec Dawson. From 1600 Dust, we have Chris Plummer. We have an absent butthole sitting here. From Velen's Chosen, we have Not Rob. And from this other podcast I've kind of heard of, I think maybe they called The Angry Chicken, we have Jocelyn Moffitt. And that's your panel. I'm going to sit down and give this mic to someone else.
Not me, because he's the boss right now, so.
Okay, so I moderated this last year, and I'm here moderating it again. And I want to celebrate again like we did last year. Guys, this is our last night to be wrong before BlizzCon 2017. Are you ready?
Ready. It's so easy.
Okay. So, I mean, how much? What is the likelihood that they're being far, far too obvious, and that the expansion actually has nothing to do with pirates, and we're just going to start this way and work our way across, skipping May?
What do you want to know?
Do you think it's actually pirates, or do you think they're really hoodwinking us?
I really think that they want us to think pirates, because pirates are already in the game, but I feel like there's something much bigger than that. Obviously, in the previous expansions, they've had other things like quests, or there's always something bigger than just pipe.
It's never just anything with Hearthstone.
Exactly. Mm. So there's got to be some. I don't know. Obviously, we don't know what it is. But if I were to guess, it's something. You know what? I'll put what we'd like to see. Let's say double the gold. Because of the gold.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. So just a bigger carrot on hopefully yeah. a shorter stick.
Who knows? Well, yeah, they're taking away their adventures, yeah. So.
John?
Pirates, yes. Plunder, the new keyword. Plunder.
Ooh. Plunder.
Plunder. You're welcome.
Taking bets. Who's got the over-under on plunder?
I think, yeah, definitely, if you're introducing a new character that is, you know, non-WoW-based, it's got to be one of the main characters of the expansion. So I would say pirates and more, with big focus on pirates. I'm hoping bigger pirates, not just small, aggressive pirates that we've seen the last year.
See, my hypothesis is that Marin the Fox is actually the only pirate in the entire set, and they're just messing with us.
There you go.
That would be good.
I don't actually believe this, by the way. I just think it would be hilarious if they're like, nope, ninjas, we gotcha. Chris?
I think it's a trick, and it's going to be hashtag Murlocs in Space Marine Armor.
Dude, are you... Get out of my head. I would pay so much money for that. Oh. Mm. Rob?
I've been thinking about this a lot, but I really think that, very similar, it's like a red herring, I think that Marin the Fox is one character, and this is going to be a similar Gadgetzan type expansion where we've gotten so many like lore moments that have just lined up with Warcraft after Warcraft. I mean, we got Gadgetzan, for example. We got Lich King. And like these are epic moments. And I think it's about time that we go back to the fun thing. Like, it's just this magical, whimsical thing. We got the whole Hearthstone trailer. I think it's really interesting. So probably, I'm going to go way out on a limb and say it's just something totally different. It's just very whimsical. Lots of very intriguing characters with zero real theme. And just kind of just something fun.
So I got to be like totally original now that you've come to me last. Thanks, Garrett. Okay.
Yeah, or you could, you know, not be. That's fine too.
Well, I really like the idea of the plunder keyword. There could be something there because I feel like they're really focusing on the treasure aspect, like the teaser image that we got back when the standard year started, right? Like that's just like a bag of gold in the forefront and then like a pile of gems and gold in the background, right? So I like the idea of plunder. I think treasure's gonna be a thing, but there's also that little candle right at the end of their like most recent blog post. I think we're gonna see something with like plundering kobolds. There is no take candles in there, I'm telling you.
All right, okay. You're doubling down on kobolds because of a single candle.
I think so. Well, they said, okay, guys, they said they have given us all the clues we need. So if they've given us all the clues we need, then I think that every single thing they've shown us is going to have some significance. Don't discount the kobold, Garrett. Don't do it.
They have given us all the clues we need to be wrong. They're just messing with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, really.
That's what they're doing. That's what
they've
they're
given
doing.
Us all the clues in the world for pirates.
All right. Okay. All right, do you think, and we'll just go in reverse order now, do you think it's just an expansion we're getting? Do you think there's a chance that we're getting any other more robust feature announcements, social utilities of any type?
Do you want me to talk about what I think we're going to get or my hopes and dreams? Because I have big hopes and big dreams.
Well, let's start with do you think we're getting anything besides beyond an expansion announcement?
I really, really hope we do. I think Hearthstone is really long overdue for some sort of expansion into more ways to play the game that we all love. We've had these same kind of core mechanics. The last big gameplay mode that we got was Tavern Brawl, which was literally years ago. So I feel like there's a lot of space for them to either expand within what they've already done with like changes to arena and stuff. Like, I don't know if you guys have been playing a lot of this dual hero arena stuff. It's so fun. I've played more arena in the last week and a half than I have like ever before. So I feel like if you like take something like that and make it a permanent fixture, or do I even say like the T word, tournament mode? Like,
no, you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed to.
We're
because
both
I've been
barred
asked. Yeah, from, it's like from barred from my term. Vocabulary. Yeah. But I really feel like there's room for them to expand into that space of making things like, I know you're always harping on I don't want best of ones, like so a best of three or best of five, seven, whatever they want to make it. There's so much room for them to expand there. I really hope they do that. So I'm using the H word. I hope that's what they do. But we might only get an expansion.
All right, passing it back over to Rob.
I think that the duel thing is going to be something permanent. Like, I think they're going to roll out the duel arena that they've just had this insane success with. I have not heard a single negative thing about it. But I'm sure Reddit will prove me wrong.
I think the closest
there's
thing
always
to
that
it,
one
there's
guy.
Always that guy on Reddit.
The closest thing to negative thing that I've heard are people are just like, well, I don't really like arena, so my favorite streamers are now playing arena and I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
That's the closest thing. Yeah. And even they are like, I don't mind getting the free ticket so I can just retire it and get some free stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Yeah. Because you don't even have to play. You still get the rewards.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, there are some people that really don't like the costumes. So maybe it'll be that much better if they take the costumes away.
They're not great. They're not great costumes. Except for Cat Valera.
I was going to say, Valera's a kitty. It's adorable.
Yeah, there you go. So I think that could happen, and I also think that they're just going to revamp the ladder system, and
okay.
At least not like roll it out, but maybe announce that it's something's coming for the ladder system, because they've been mentioning it over and over
for,
yeah.
for over a year now.
Mm-hmm. We did get those buckets though, like the floors, the rank
floors.
The
rank floors, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good. They were
but
a great.
Yeah, it was a stopgap
addition.
Yeah.
Mm. Chris.
Before I answer really quick, would anyone in the audience mind if I took a quick picture of everyone really quick? Is that cool?
I think they would be extremely offended.
They're
all vampires. They're not going to show up.
If I could have everyone look at me like I just said the most offensive thing ever, I would really appreciate it. And we'll go on 1, 2, 3. Awesome. Thank you so much.
I can't wait for you to zoom in on all those faces because there were some amazing faces
some
in that picture.
I like you. As someone who enjoys...
No, that was your answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that. As someone who likes to play a lot of Conquest in Team Hearth League, teamhearthleague.com, I would love a conquest mode or a tournament mode or something like that. If it was conquest, if it was last hero standing.
How about both?
Perfect.
Like a little checkbox.
Yeah, or maybe if they have that mode, but they alternate the way to play that on or something on a weekly or bi-weekly
like
or whatever.
Seasons?
Seasons would work great, too. Because I like ladder, I like arena, they can get a little stale, and there's something that's really unique about playing in a tournament setting where it's best of five. I know what my opponent's bringing, maybe I don't, but you can. There's a different level of metagaming and a different level of strategy that comes with a tournament style of play that you really can't replicate on ladder, and it's one of the most fascinating and one of the most interesting ways to play the game, and I would love to see something like that come to it.
Yeah, as you guys have already said, the arena will probably be getting something, I think, at one of the live Q&As or something. So expect that. And overall, I think Hearthstone just needs to feel more like it's a living game because it is on mobile and a lot of those games are live, lots of events happening. You know, we got Hollow's End, which was honestly amazing, the best event I think they've done so far. So as long as these things keep coming in, I think that will be awesome for the game. I think looking outside of that, maybe some more quality of life stuff would be pretty nice. I think going in conjunction with making it feel alive is being able to watch other people's matches that happened at like high legend matches, right? Things like that you can hop in, sort of like how Clash has it, Clash Royale has it, where you can go in, watch these like really amazing players play, and then get a replay of it. So I think something like that in Hearthstone would be pretty cool, and you know, more emphasis on the pro scene within that.
I would love replays of any sort in Hearthstone.
I think it's tough. For me personally, I feel like as Hearthstone players, the one thing that I feel is really lacking is my feeling of progressing as a player. And I think we're going to see a ladder rework, as Rob said. And I'm going to even be a little bit more specific, and I've said this many times. I think we're finally going to get ladder leagues. So we got ranked floors, which in a way kind of works as a very temporary solution to this. But imagine being able to have a gold league, and if you get in the top 500 of a gold league, you go up to a platinum league. And as that, as a way to kind of signify your progression as a player versus I got to rank five, 4 stars this month, and now I got to rank 4, 3 stars the next month. I'm progressing as a player, or did I just play an extra 80 games?
And yeah.
That's the thing that Hearthstone's really been missing for a really long time, is just the idea of the identity as a player. Like, if I go play StarCraft, I'm terrible, but I'm Bronze League for life. It's amazing. I have an identity. I don't have an identity in Hearthstone. If I play 200 games, I can get up to Legend. If I play 50 games, I'm rank 15. Like, that's not an identity for me as a player. It doesn't reflect my skill.
You don't go to a fireside and say, I'm a gold player. You say, I didn't have anything to do this month,
yeah.
So I'm rank 4.
So, exactly, yeah.
However, last month, we had to mow the lawn twice, so I was only ranked 13.
Yeah, exactly. So I think having an identity in Hearthstone is really important, and it's missing that. So I hope they roll out something. Even if it's just labeling those sections as something, like that's better than we've had for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's all placebo at the end
of
the day.
Yeah.
And that's a big rework. I think we'll get an announcement with, like, this is coming in, like, 5 months. I don't think it's going to be like, and it's live on yeah. in December. I don't think we'll get that. But I do think that they will also immediately start giving players less of a bump back on ladder for the higher you get. Mm. So for guys like Alec, who hit Legend every month, he doesn't have to start 4 stars higher than I do. Because let's be real for a
how
second.
How ridiculous is that? Yeah. Like, really, how ridiculous is that?
Day one, I'm playing purple on the ladder.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I'm just going to not play for a week, like, which is yeah, never what you want from your favorite game. Like,
and
I'm
then
just
my tempo rogue beats purple, and then he's just, he's salty about it and won't come on the show. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, John's really happened. Just concerned for purple yeah. state of mind.
That's not, it's purple specifically.
He's just worried because he keeps beating.
I actually just say random colors. It could have been orange.
Fair enough.
I'm going to go different from whatever. Well, actually, I'm going to go off of what Jocelyn says. So, regarding people having more of an identity, I think this rollout for the Battle.net client and the social tab in the Battle.net client, it'll be more involved with you having an identity. And I think that was the hint, maybe that what they're hinting at or what we have already. But having that that identity, and then whether it could be going into tournament mode or having the latter experience being different. So I think it all kind of rolls into one. That's just a quick answer. But like Jocelyn said, my hopes tournament.
Right.
Is that at the top of your list, is the tournament mode?
Well, I think that's the top of everyone's list now.
All right, I get yelled at this on the podcast all the time. They're like, you don't represent everyone. So how many people here would want a tournament mode? Show of hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look, almost everyone. I mean, this is a conclusive study sample size, too, by the way.
I mean, this is a hardcore crowd at all.
No, not at all. People who are going to BlizzCon and some people who couldn't get a pass but decided to come out for this thing anyway. Yeah. No, they're not extremely invested.
No.
Well, yeah, I think it's realistically, I think it's far-fetched to think that we're going to see anything mind-blowing besides the expansion itself. I'm sure there'll be something in there that really does surprise us, like a new mechanic. But also, I mean, last year they announced the tri-class cards, and it ended up being a very small portion of the expansion. So I'm curious to see if they announce, you know, whatever that new mechanic is in unannounced treasure pirate kobold adventure. Hopefully, there's a larger representation of it in the new set.
Well, and something that we've seen too is in these expansions, these new keywords have been things that don't really persist beyond, except for Discover. Discover is the last one that I can think of that actually has persisted from Grand Tournament to now.
Discover and was League of Explorers.
LOE. Yeah.
League of Explorers? Okay.
Okay. Congratulations. We're both live YouTube commenters. Wonderful. It's really, really added a lot to that.
Thank you.
Well, actually.
Thank you, Kick Tripod Sucks 12369.
How'd you know that was me?
Appreciate that.
You have to change your identity now.
No, you're 124. I'm 123.
But ultimately, I think that we're going to finally see another type of keyword that's going to persist beyond just this next 2 years of standard.
Well,
we're due for that.
I think Discover has persisted because of the success of it, both from a combination of the community's positive reaction to it and also just how successful it was
from a
balance and a gameplay perspective versus something like, I don't know, Joust.
I think that's a good point to make because, like, if you look at all the iterations of really positive reactions that we've gotten from the community, they've all been something that has modified a version of Discover. Look at Adapt. Adapt was a modified version of Spare Parts mixed with Discover. And then they had, what was the new one with Lich King? They just packed in Discover with Lich King, and they're like, what if we give you Discover with a whole unique set of individual cards that is unique to a legendary minion? That is something I feel like Blizzard could do with an entire set for every legendary in the set, including class cards.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, yes. Also, Reno effects. Reno effects are the other one. Like, we don't have an actual name for it. But we call these one of
Highlander
bomb
effects.
Cards, Highlander effects. Yeah. That's the other one that I feel gets kind of dropped by the wayside a lot because we all think of Discover because it's a bolded piece of text on a lot of cards. But cards like Reno have really made a big impact, and I'm comfortable saying this. I think are probably the single most unique thing about Hearthstone was that when Reno came out, it was like suddenly, hey, everyone who came from Magic, when you want to have like four of each card, how about a deck with one of everything? Make it work, and it did.
Well, and they've done a lot more of that too, not necessarily the Highlander style, but just introducing cards that you have to build around with the princes in this last expansion, where they said, like, okay, building around a certain card is really cool, like Reno, how about we take that to the extreme? And we go, all right, no two drops, go, make it work, and Kel'Seth is ridiculous. Like,
we were hating on that card for so long.
Right? We were like, the princes, they're supposed to be good. What is this? Have they never played WoW?
What do you mean the three princes don't do anything with each other? What a bunch of crap. Oh, wait, this is really good, guys. That was the one prince I didn't get, by the way, was Kel'Seth, and I was like, I can't believe I'm crafting a prince. We talked so much smack on the show.
I was so angry when
you guys did all. No one here is going to be like, no, I thought it was good. Anyone?
No.
Yes, actually.
Don't even jump.
I was. I was all over Prince Kel'Seth.
What about the other two?
Whatever.
We've got two like top 10 legend players on the show. They made fun of me for weeks. And the name of our Discord for our host show is Prince Kel'Seth is actually good.
So I hope after they made fun of you and Kelsa turned out to be good, did you just do the next few episodes with your feet up on the desk with sunglasses on? Just like...
I just every time I play them, we scrim, I just always play Prince Keliseth on 2 and be like, sorry, bad card, didn't get what I wanted.
Oh, I can't believe I shadow stepped this back into my hand 3 times.
Shadow step.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was a bad joke. That actually turned good.
Garrett, it's been 20 minutes and I need to go. Because
why?
Because we're in uncharted territory for me with podcasting time.
I'm confused.
My show's only 20 minutes.
Oh.
Okay. It took really, Garrett really a really long time to get that, guys. I'm
really
sorry.
Took the bite out of that one.
I don't know the runtime of everyone's shows. God bless everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. Well,
anytime.
The other thing I'd like to do at these things is kind of the year in review. So here we are. We're about to have the final expansion release. But up until this point in 2017, what do you think the single most impactful addition to Hearthstone has been?
Patches.
Really? Way to go. Reddit. R Hearthstone, ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to say the demasking of Disguised Toast. So I'm right there with you.
You are some meme lords.
Yeah. Yikes.
Call me a last. I gotta think about this.
Go ahead. I'll go with Death Knights and hero cards. Just, I would like to see more hero cards later on, and they're awesome. Absolutely fantastic.
I'm absolutely with you. I would love to see more hero cards. I also kind of want to see Jiraxxus like retrofitted to work as a hero card.
Yeah.
I like how he works as he can be pulled out of your
as a demon
hand
boy
with,
caller.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, it'd be kind of sweet if they just like, you know what? He's a hero card now, because that's basically what it is. They just didn't think to program it that way when they were making the classic set.
It's kind of fallen to the wayside a little bit, especially with Hunter, but I think the thing that I've been really most impressed with over the course of the year is that there was a period of time where if you look at the metagame, and for a long time, especially right toward the end of Gadgetzan, it's like, well, there's Shaman, and then there's not Shaman. and now it's like... Okay, there's a relatively valid Shaman deck. There's a falling out of favor, but still can sometimes win Hunter deck. But there's a good Priest deck. There's a good Warlock deck. There's a relatively good kind of sort of Mage deck. But you could play almost any class at this point. And there were definitely times in the life of Hearthstone where it's like, I'm never going to get to 500 wins with that class because that will never be a good class. And you can at least... The running joke would be you throw in Keliseth, Patches, a couple copies of Bone Mare, and then you do autofill for the rest of it, and you can have a valid deck. But it's pretty healthy in that regard that you can play most of them. Right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it also leads to even, you know, to walk it back just a little bit from saying, oh, I will never get the 500 wins with that deck. There might have been something that you could get there with relatively consistently, but you had one option and one option only, right. And you could not deviate from that deck list. And that's not the case. We've been, the last like 3 decks I think we covered on our show, we had to sit there and be like, oh, but you could also take this out, put that in, take that out, put that in, put this in. It like every deck, there's a little bit of room. There's a tiny bit of room to make it your own. And that's what I originally liked about Reno decks so much is like, well, if I have 1 of 30 cards, I can really get weird.
Yeah.
I can get weird with decks that aren't Reno decks now.
Silence Priest is good right now.
What's that?
Silence Priest is good right now.
It is, yeah. Actually. You're not wrong.
Call it what it is, Purify Priest.
No one's going to answer Purify, by the way, as the most impactful thing that happened to Hearthstone this year. No one? No one's going to take up that mantle? Rob, you're being quiet.
I'm not going to agree to this.
I was pitching to you for general, yeah, but...
Yeah. Sorry, I will say, I think that one of the really cool things that Hearthstone really embraced this year is single-player content. With Dave Kosak coming on, and especially this last expansion, seeing... what they did with Knights of the Frozen Throne and the single-player fights. I think Hearthstone is embracing a little bit how many players they are that aren't ready to or don't like the anxiety of facing another human being on the ladder, and instead kind of like that more civilization, chess-based, RTS kind of feeling of a Hearthstone game against computer AI. And I think that that's something that they're going to leverage pretty heavily going forward.
Do you think that's like more impactful this year specifically than past years, even when they had adventures? Because I would argue that, like, although the Lich King stuff was interesting and it was kind of cool, and I did like what they did with the Arthas portrait, where you had to beat him with these, like, with each of the heroes. That was really cool. But I think, like, it still pulled straight from the Ice Crown raid, right? Like, those are all the raid bosses, versus I would say League of Explorers from previous years was so original. Like, they did the whole, and I'm totally blanking on the name of it now. Damn
it. Are you trying to make an Indiana Jones reference?
I was this close to an Indiana Jones reference, guys. I was so close. But they did the whole, like, run from the big rock thing. Like, that was so cool.
It's called a boulder.
Okay, big rock.
YouTube
boulder.
Comments.
Oh.
Get with it, Jocelyn XXX.
I'm trying so hard. But, like, they had that kind of innovative encounter that they hadn't really done before, and I think that was, like, the League of Explorers was really the height of single-player content, and that was not the last
then, like,
year.
Tarzan,
sorry, John,
though, afterwards,
I still love you.
Probably the low point of the single-player content, you know? So it's like, they had League of Explorers, and Tarzan came out the next year.
Oh, I really like we just don't talk about that. We blasphemer. Talk about the pretty color scheme, but we don't go beyond that.
When the cards weren't...
The chess encounter was
really
amazing.
Cool.
It was
really cool.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I'm with you on Ice Crown, the writing. I think the writing is the best it's been. It was legitimately funny.
Yeah. And we're getting three expansions a year now with free single-player content like we got with Knights of the Frozen Throne, which is a pretty big deal and a pretty big deviation from the Hearthstone we're used to from the past 3 years.
All right, we're not going around the table well, but I'm diving into this.
I tapped out.
But
that was going to be my comment, actually, because when you were talking about the previous question about what would be new, I was thinking, well, you know, the adventures would actually be included every expansion. And that's something new, and speaking about the last question that you asked, something that would be over the last year, I think that the nerfs have been a little bit not upfront or abrasive. It seems like they've been not having to a nerf as quickly and let it settle a little bit more, because there have been more cards, there have been more, like the decks that you build, you have more variety and to work around, and let they've given us the opportunity to kind of work around those outstanding cards that are initial just taking advantage of the ladder, or, you know. So I feel like they're getting a grasp better, and I feel like they're only going to get better as far as not having to nerf things or to kind of create cards that are better to work around what's currently out there. So they may be more optimistic for Wild too. So
yeah, no, I think that's a really fair assessment. I mean, people were up in arms over things like the Rogue Quest and patches, but I think you're absolutely right. I think honestly, they've done a fairly good job of reining this stuff in when it needed to be and leaving it the heck alone when there were answers and we just hadn't figured them out yet. So, but real quick, John, back to you. I'm challenging you on your comment about single player content. It's nice that we're getting some adventures, but Hearthstone's more expensive, just straight up. It's more expensive because of that change.
Yeah. Totally is, but we gotta pay Dave Kosak's salary, so...
I did like his writing a lot. I'm happy to pay for that, but not everyone is.
It totally is more expensive, and as somebody who, you know, I still get rank 5 to Legend every month, I'd say I play a decent amount of Hearthstone. It's not as easy to do that as it used to be. I have Ray just getting Legend for us every month because he knows and has all the cards and the full collection.
Wait, you're
and
not supposed to admit he plays for you.
He doesn't play for
right
me. He doesn't play for me. He
on behalf
plays
of the podcast.
Through me. Plays through me.
Oh, so he couldn't do it without you is what you're trying to say.
Basically. I'm just a vessel for Ray.
We'll keep giving you feet to insert.
Yeah, but it is more expensive, and it's something that I think has been really concerning for me personally, because I am such a sucker. You know, everyone's like, stop doing microtransactions. Hey, I'm the guy that enables Blizzard to go, hey, this is a good financial. they named me by name at the Blizzard earnings call this last quarter.
This guy named John really wanted that witch mercy, and he was not getting that witch mercy. And guys, we made some money.
You like made a Blizzard University, got like scholarships for it just to spend on loot boxes. It's pretty bad. But I will say this, I don't think players mind paying more if they can make the game feel rewarding, they can make you feel like you're progressing, and make you feel confident that what you're purchasing will not be worthless in a certain amount of time. And with new investments into Wild, I think that's helped a little bit. It sucks to go, I just spent $150 on this expansion. Sorry, babe. Hey. Yeah. Hi. I spent $150 on this expansion, and this card is going to be worthless in 2 years. Instead, you know, bringing Danny on our show, it's been amazing to have him on, bringing a Wild perspective on just the number of players that are there, the cool things that you can do, and how, you know, we think of Wild as, you know, Ben Brode said, Wild is not a second-class citizen to Standard, even though that's what we use for HCT.
Which, you say, they've said it's not a second-class citizen, but come on.
Yeah. Sorry, what's going on with the Wild tournament? Does anyone know? Yeah, like, has anyone heard anything?
There was a Wild tournament this year?
Yeah, one.
So they're no longer
balanced. Yeah.
But I, like, the point is that they've made a clear gesture to try and make it so that those cards that you purchased and paid for, Prince Keliseth, it's going to be in Wild in 2 years, right? So how do you make sure that you don't feel bad for crafting that rather than Ragnaros isn't a very good savant. No, Alexstrasza. Got it. Until this next year, Hall of Fame.
Tyrion. Don't forget Tyrion.
Tyrion. Yeah. So I'm with you. It is more expensive, but I don't think that it's so expensive unless Blizzard drops the ball on progression, on reward. And they've been giving us more packs than ever. I mean, at least once a month, there's something going on
that gives us
two or three new packs. We're getting gold for friendly battles now. There's no excuse not to get your quests unless you've got no friends. Okay, fine.
I was gonna say, John, come on. Like, you're taking away my excuses. Like, you have to have friends to have friendly
Nobody
battles.
With hair like that has no battle.net friends, okay? You're maxed out on like three accounts, I guarantee it.
Well, if I could interject, I think I would like to piggyback off what everyone is saying about the progression and the payment, and also kind of tie a knot on what we think about the most impactful thing, if that's okay. But like the class identity has been such a huge shift since Gadgetzan. Like, although Gadgetzan is one of the big things of this year, I think that taught them a lot about how the community loves the identity within the class, because they're like, well, you're diluting my class to three. And now I have to play the same thing when I play one of three portraits. It's the same deck with slight variation. And then the card nerfs also reflect this with toning down classic, basic cards like Innervate and many others. And then what they'll do is they'll roll out Lich King and the potentially, don't hold your breath, the next expansion about cards that are focused on class identity, even with the quests and giving each class two legendaries. Although it goes back to
the cost.
But I think what they can do to counteract it is, like what John's saying, they pair it with the free, huge content. Like, here's a bunch of things that you can do. And then something that I was thinking about as you guys are talking about the cost is the identity that you're giving each class then means that, like, let's say I open, you know, like Raza. That's my priest card. So then I identify directly with the card that I pull, even if it may not be my only class. But that's the identity that I'm going to latch onto because that's a card I pulled. And so what you can do is then you can just look at the swath of other cards and pair what you need based off of what you have with a new set. And you can go straight into your class identity and stay with it. So you can be like, well, I'm a priest player. So I don't know if this is going to do this on the ladder, but it could be an interesting idea. It's just saying I'm going to define myself by how good I am and by what class I play.
That's almost what I expected Hearthstone to be when it was announced, and I was very surprised when rapidly we all collectively realized that was not going to be the case. Yeah, I'm surprised we still haven't seen like a fully fleshed out single deck tournament.
Can I play a devil's advocate, actually? Because I feel like we're talking about it being more expensive, but I feel like they've done a little bit more as far as the community. And even at the Con Before the Storm here, they're offering these tavern brawls that there's no monetary investment in this. They're doing it for the community. So I think they made a big step in making it more accessible that way. Go ahead.
No monetary investment?
Well, I didn't want to be like, really?
Okay.
What are we getting out of the brawl?
It's a retention mechanic, so you come back in the game every week, and therefore you're more likely to spend money inside the game.
Still, yeah. I mean, they have a business to run. Yeah. So, I mean, but what I'm saying is they're doing things outside of just what they've been doing in the past. So that I feel like over the past year, that's another change they made.
Yeah. So we're talking specifically about all tavern brawls or like fireside brawls?
Fireside gatherings.
Fireside gatherings.
Not tavern brawls, but fireside gatherings.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you also don't get any cards from a fireside gathering.
You have cards, heroes. Yeah.
So. I think Kenny hits on an interesting point, though, that I don't want to agree with. But it is also true. Like, Hearthstone is probably the least collection necessary that it's ever been. There's one or two cards that are must-haves, Prince Kelisseth's or whatever. But I remember,
if you want to play those type of decks, you don't have to have Kelisseth.
Right. Right.
Well,
but
they're neutral too, because you think about like things like Bone Mare. Like, there's a lot of really powerful neutral cards that will translate deck to deck, and you don't necessarily have
right.
to go.
So, while I want to say yes, Hearthstone is technically there's now 130 times three new cards coming out every year, which is about 100 more than we got in previous years. Therefore, Hearthstone is more expensive. Yes, that math 100% checks out. At the same time, anyone remember Wallet Warrior? You know, there was a lot of really expensive epics and legendaries that were must-haves and auto-includes that there aren't now. There's more classes playable than ever. There's more free packs and free cards that you're getting more than ever. And there's more supplemental content on top of that, as like Kenny's bringing up, of like, cool, just go hang out with your friends and get a free hero portrait. And that doesn't totally, I don't want to say, because I 100% agree, it's more expensive. Look at my PayPal account. it's ripe with microtransactions.
Oh, I'm getting audited. They're like, you're writing what off?
Yeah, it's for my stream.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I play video games on the internet.
That's not a job.
The university, or the state of Colorado says it is. But yeah, it's totally, it's very different. But I think people want to look at it immediately for how many cards are there to get this year, and not how many cards do I need to make competitive decks.
Very true.
And I think the amount of cards that you need versus the amount of cards that you make for competitive decks is way better than it has been in the years past.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I think it's a little too expensive. It's not to the point where I'm like, how dare they? But at the end of the day, this is the amount of shakeup I want within the year, and I am willing to pay for it.
And we're also probably at the top percentage of time and money we're willing to invest into this game. Yeah.
We're
so
definitely
if we're feeling it where it's like, oh, it's still a little tough. But I every expansion that we've seen since, I mean, honestly, really this year, we've been getting more and more free stuff. Even the duplicate legendary change, right? Like, that's a big change that I should have brought up way earlier.
But how riotous would the pushback have been had they not implemented that and also increased the number of legendaries on top of the fact that they're increasing the amount of packs you have to buy within a year?
Riotous, absolutely, but in lieu of how lucrative was it? Like, there's definitely a balance of how much money are we making and able to sustain our business versus how much do people enjoy spending money on our game? Like, Overwatch is a great example. I love spending money on Overwatch. Like, we put it up on our big screen TV and open our loot boxes together. That's how much we like spending money on Overwatch.
I hate you so much right now.
So it's
I just wanted to talk really quickly about, like, you guys have kind of brought up how much Hearthstone is doing and the changes that they've done so far this year. with like making, giving more things to the community, giving more things out for free, do we think that they're actually doing enough compared to, like, there's so many, since the success of Hearthstone, there's so many competitors that have come out, like Hex and Eternal and Elder Scrolls, like everyone and their mother has a card game now. And they are giving away collections left, right, and center. And, like, I mean, Gwent is another really good one that a lot of Hearthstone pros are leaving for. And you can complete a Gwent collection in, like, a month. Like, you can't have a full, complete Hearthstone collection in that amount of time as a free-to-play player. So do we actually, like, it's hard for me to comment on because I throw my money at this game like there's no tomorrow. But, like, do we feel like they're actually doing enough for free-to-play players? Like, or is it way overpriced? I'm kind of stepping on your moderator toes. I'm sorry, Garrett.
No, you make up. I mean, you bring up some good points. I mean, at the end of the day, so at the beginning of this year, we received a lot of emails on the Angry Chicken from folks concerned about the cost when the announcement that adventures were going away came out. And at the time, I was the proponent of, I want to give this game more money. I want them to make more. I don't care. It's fine. It's still a lot more affordable than Magic the Gathering. Okay. If you want to play Constructed Magic the Gathering, and that is still true, and they're going to need me to spend probably like a lot more thousands of dollars a year to catch up with Magic the Gathering.
Yeah,
exactly. And that is true. But I'm also, I've been coming around to, like you said, we're the whales in this, and we're starting to feel like it's a little expensive. So what about everybody else? Because I'm pretty sure everybody else is like, what the what, guys? And now we have competition. We have other card games coming out. And it, to a certain degree, it's unfair to Hearthstone because they were the first on the block to really blow the doors off of this. Yes, there was Magic the Gathering, but have you played Magic Online? It's awful. I mean, it's real Magic, and I love it, but the UI is unusable.
So, please, I talk way too much.
he said it. So I can't speak for everyone else. I can only speak for myself. As someone who has dabbled in Gwent, which sounds like it's illicit and illegal.
When did you first try Gwent?
In The Witcher 3, those were the days. As someone who's played Soulforge a little bit, as someone who's tried Eternal, they haven't grabbed me, and it had nothing to do with price. What it had to do with for me is Hearthstone's got heart to it in a way that a lot of those other games don't. And you can't speak for everyone, so you know, when people leaving for Gwent, you think of Life Coach. And he had his reasons, and you know they were valid for him. But the reasons why I would never leave Hearthstone are what's valid for me. And any game that can be as well made and done, but still take itself so irreverently, and still be one of the first things out of anything to poke fun at itself, to have the Lich King making metagame jokes to you when you're trying to beat him, it's just got a heart and soul to it that I haven't seen in any of these other types of games, and that's. For me, again, regardless of what it costs for a pack or what it costs for to pre-order or anything of that, it's just like they get my sense of humor and they know that they're for fun and they embrace the not taking yourself so seriously. And that's something that doesn't have a price tag on it for me that I really appreciate.
And to add on just a little bit to that, this is a long-term like plan by Blizzard. This game is going to be around for a long, long time. They don't need to do short-term things to get new people into the game all the time. When they introduce new features and everything, it's basically perfect. So, I mean, we need to pay attention to that this is going to be around for as long as we can really think of, and they're doing that on purpose.
Well, in case anyone forgot, the question was, what was the most impactful thing that happened to Hearthstone this year? And the answer was Dual Class Arena, by the way. You're all wrong. You're all wrong. It is time for some Q&A from the audience. So if you have a question, raise your hand. I will come over to you, and you get to smell my old spice from running around today. It's wonderful.
I was like, get to smell your old what, Garrett?
My old spice. Yeah. You want? Huh? No? Okay. All right. Not to that place in our podcast relationship yet. All right. You, sir.
Never really played Hearthstone, so where do I start? Especially now, if I want to do one of the Fireside chats. It looks very, I mean, I don't even want to try. It looks so scary right now.
Rob. The new player experience.
Yeah, Rob. Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah. Right when we were pulling out into some really light and airy conversation. All right. New player. Who would like to address that?
I think it like.
Everyone's pointing to Rob.
Yeah. Sorry. The reason they're pointing is my show used to be about the budget player. But now we've kind of transitioned into more of a teaching show and kind of just like educating people on the game itself. When it comes down to it, It doesn't matter what you do. It matters what you want. So what do you want from Hearthstone? Do you want to have fun? Do you want to compete? Do you want to enjoy with other people, like firesides? It's all about what goals you set. And I think you can say that pretty much about any game. And the barrier to entry is zero. So that's one of the best things about Hearthstone, and also one of the worst, because microtransactions, anyone?
It's a blank book.
I was like, I can get a golf cap out of John, so there we go. But yeah, I think that what you want to do is, a lot of players that I know of are Warcraft fanatics. And so that is the core, and that's what brought me in. I was like a few people. I know, Ray, you had some background in like Pokemon and maybe some Yu-Gi-Oh, but I played a
lot. Kindler was my neighbor.
Yeah, basically. So I loved Yu-Gi-Oh when I played a lot. And the community has transitioned really fast in totally different venues. And so I had to go to grad school, and I didn't have a whole lot of money. And Hearthstone worked for me. And it brought me back into what I loved, the fast pace, the fun things of Warcraft that I loved. So it connections is what brought me there. Excuse me, brought me there. But I can't speak for everyone.
All right. Any other questions? All right. I also have some giveaways, so I'm just going to start handing things to people that have questions.
First of all, great hair, Joss. And then, is there any card you want back from Wild to Standard, and why is it Sylvanas?
pandering the Jocelyn, we're just going to admit that question. He's pandering.
That statue is ridiculous. Oh, I want it so bad. Anyways, one card from Wild. I miss Dr. Boom.
I do too. This
Boom
is what we're
bots,
friends.
Right, guys? Boom bots. He's not OP anymore.
Damage.
He's not OP.
He's really not. I haven't seen him.
People don't even play him in Wild anymore because the game's gotten so ridiculous. So just bring back Dr. Boom.
Duplicate. I think Mage Secrets right now are having an identity crisis, and they all kind of play the same. So
yeah,
Mage Secrets in the past were a little bit more interesting.
You can have it if you get rid of Ice Block.
Yes.
Deal.
Cool.
I'm going to say Flame Waker. I want my tempo mage.
I miss Flame Waker,
I want my tempo mage back.
Good answers.
PTSD.
I miss my mechs. I'd take just any like.
The answer is Shielded Minibot. Shielded Minibot.
Shielded Minibot.
His answer is he wants
Annoy-a-tron,
to pay $2 for it.
Whatever. Yeah. I would love to have. I loved mech mage. I was so good at it. You guys have no idea.
What about you, Kenny?
Mech mage is a good choice too.
I'd like to get rid of Reno in Wild.
Okay. The question was not.
I know that's not
if
a
you
question.
Could burn
no,
a card in effigy.
I just want to go opposite of what he's saying. So, but
sorry,
because,
we were looking for what is Ice Block.
No, mainly because I would want Sylvanas back. Actually, that's probably my pick. But that's why I went the other way, is because obviously that was already my pick. So
I want an unnerfed Molten Giant.
Ooh. Mm. Or Blade Fury.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Okay, I revert my decision. I want Blade Fury back in its peak, please, with oil.
I always think that there's something else I'm more angry about in Hearthstone, but every time Blade Fury gets brought up, I'm like, nope, wait, that's it.
You know
that's
who
it.
The oil rogue
but
players
the design
were in the room.
Space. Yeah.
The design space, because we've gotten so many good rogue weapons since they nerfed it.
Then Venom with Blade Fury.
So many. All right, next question. Same. I'm going to go to the back because I've been front bias. Hearthstone, body by Hearthstone.
So I want to know where you guys get your inspiration from to keep making great content every week, because I'm an avid listener of every single one of your podcasts.
I'm driven by the anger at YouTube comments.
He really, really is.
Kenny, you want to...
Well, that was from Bodic, because he actually is a part of our show now, but we brought him on because he has been really handily available, and what I like is our community, and that's what gets me. Obviously, for our show, we try and make the competitive scene a little bit more accessible for the community, and it's the community. That's my number one answer. I assume it's the same for all of you, but I'm sorry, I was the first to answer. I answered for John.
Did you guys, like, plant that? Like,
no, I didn't. <Don't>.
I would say, because community is definitely the number one answer. Definitely, for me personally, I look at other content creators as a big inspiration for me. Honestly, all of your guys' show definitely is a huge inspiration for us to
you know, make our content the best it can be, but also collaborating on just really cool things. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, our community is pretty special in terms of Hearthstone, and especially the competitive scene. Other competitive scenes can be really toxic and everything, and I think Hearthstone is a really positive one overall.
So, it is. Yeah. It's surprisingly fun. Like, yeah. They're well-meaning memes and fun memes, and not mean-spirited for the most part. Except when you bring up Nemzy.
Oh, goodness.
It's easily the community. It's just been, you know, it's been welcoming and absolutely just a blast to be a part of. So it's fun to feel less like you're someone who is creating, which you are, but you're just a part of this bigger thing, and everyone's so warm and welcoming. It's just nice to be a part of it.
It's this room. We're going to end this, and where everyone here is, we're all going to sit around talking about what we're hoping the announcement is tomorrow. We're from every corner of the freaking globe, and we're all here. We've never met before, and we can have four-hour-long conversations as if we've known each other entire lives.
Exactly.
It's the one listener that talks to you. That's it. Once you have one, that's all you really need. That's super motivating.
I think for me, other than obviously everything everyone else has already said, I just kind of wanted to jump off it a little bit. For me, it's a lot of Twitch, specifically the streamers, when they aren't playing meta decks, like some of the bigger streamers, like everyone knows I freaking love Savitz, so won't even go there, but...
Oh, go there.
Oh, he's so hot.
I know, he is.
I know, you're just setting me up for that one.
Clip
there.
It.
But... But just like to see them trying to like play off meta and do really cool stuff and introduce me to a concept that I might not have thought of and then get really excited about it, which I know is, it's like their job. It's what is entertaining to their audience. But to kind of like that out of the box thinking makes me then go into my show and be like, okay, guys, like we have to do strategy. Like, what if we do this deck, or have you guys seen this deck yet? And like that variety really kind of gets me going and keeps me interested, because like, especially when we go through like droughts in Hearthstone news, it can be really difficult to get motivated when we're like, we haven't heard anything from the team in 6 weeks. Like, we have to do our sixth podcast with no news. Like, what do we even do right now? And it's a lot of that other community content, and specifically the Twitch streamers and their out-of-the-box thinking, that really keeps me going.
Keep sending your emails to the shows.
Yes,
they really help.
The freaking emails.
Yeah. Even if we don't answer them that week, I promise you, when a rainy day comes, we get to a lot of them.
If anyone here has never like done their first podcast, the worst thing is that void, that silence, when you feel you are actually sitting in a room by yourself and no one cares.
Yep.
So that first email, even if it's like, hey man, your mic sucks, you should get a new one. Like, that's, it still helps.
It's
a little
still
bit.
An email.
A little bit. 6 years later, don't send me that email. But thanks, one guy.
All right.
I know you had a question.
Yeah. This goes back to an achievement and getting more packs in the game. So we've seen in like Heroes of the Storm and Overwatch, when you level, you get, you know, some sort of loot.
Mm-hmm.
In Hearthstone, you get a golden card for the class. Do you think they'll rearrange
that? It's probably
that?
Unplayable.
So, exactly. Do you think they'd rearrange that at some point to actually make leveling your hero worth it? I mean, right now it's just counting a counter up to 500.
I mean, they do have the gold system. I mean, it may not be a popular opinion, but I mean, every three wins, you do
get
10
out.
Gold. Shamed.
Right.
But I mean, it's super unpopular, but the thing that I think you're bringing up that's even more important than the gold system is the fact that the gold system takes a lot more time than the Overwatch system and the Hero system. Like, it's only just a couple games and you're good for the day. You got your loot box. You got your one pack. I think that if you can get a pack a day, that'd be pretty good.
Well, and I think that, like, you kind of hit on something there with the whole, just the idea of Overwatch and their rewards and the loot boxes, right? Like, when you get that reward when you level up, it's like, ba-ba, loot box. And then you open it, and it's like, shabam, skin, shabam, currency.
Yeah, whereas, but sometimes you get the Brightwing monkey skin, and you want to murder everyone in the room.
I mean, I
use
more
that
Walker
skin
today,
just because
so.
Of you, Garrett. Just so you know, I'm one of those. But yeah, I think that like Hearthstone, even when you are getting a legitimate reward with the gold for, you know, winning your three games, it's like you get the little counter at the bottom and then you win your three games, you get your 10 gold, and it's not, there's no like fanfare. And as much as we might hate to admit it, there's some definite psychology there where like when I just fill a counter and I get like, ba-ba, gold, it's like, who cares? But when I get, ba-ba, loot box, box. It's like, that's a huge thing. So I think that it's also part of the reason why sometimes the ladder system feels so bad. It's like you get fireworks and cheers and an audience when you win, and then you get like, it's just like when you lose, and that feels so bad. Yeah. Maybe we're getting rewarded more than we realize.
Again, you must not have played like the Smash Brothers Trials growing up, because they literally put failure in big block letters, and a voice actor goes, failure. That's what Hearthstone needs. No more motivator to play well than that. Yeah.
Well, it's a good point with the 10 gold, because I guess that was 3 wins, but usually you've already halfway clicked through that 1-2, and then you're on your next one. Yeah. So, yeah.
I feel like they're on the cusp of actually, like, to your point, some of us have been getting those emails where you get like a 71% rate with priests. So they're keeping track of everything, and I think they are on the cusp of creating some type of achievement or something to show your progress or how you're doing overall.
I think I'm in the minority here, but I am not a huge fan of achievement systems that reward you for playing a game in a way that you don't want to play it. So what I mean by that is, if I don't like playing priest, I don't like feeling that I need to play priest to get an achievement, because I'm an achievement junkie. I love achievements. And I think that there's an aspect of that that Hearthstone has kind of gotten away from. They've definitely gotten more just like, hey, play or win 3 games with one of these 2 classes, which you're pretty high likelihood that you're going to be okay with playing one of those classes. Mm. But like, for example, I think my warrior is at level 7, like 15 or something.
I thought I was bad.
Yeah, I'm like, I never want to play warrior.
I'm not ribbing on you. This is so relieving to hear.
I don't. I'm like, I'm a multi-legend player who's played maybe 40 games of warrior. And if there's achievements there to do it, yeah, I probably would play warrior more, but I don't think I would enjoy the game as much. So I think achievements are important in that progression. I don't like achievements tied to playing a game in a way that you don't want to play it.
But there's going to be so many different people playing in so many different ways that if you want to give everyone an achievement they can work towards that will reward their playstyle, eventually you're going to hit on a playstyle that doesn't fit everyone. So if, say, I love playing warrior and there's no warrior achievement, you hate it, I get a warrior achievement, I'm like, yay! You don't have to play warrior, but it's going to make me feel good. And, you know, like, the completionists, it might make them play a different way for a couple days, but is that really the worst thing in the world if you can make some people feel really good because they're being rewarded for doing their favorite thing?
Well, and like level 60, though, in getting, you know, a level 60 hero in Overwatch is more than just a couple days. Or not Overwatch, Hearthstone. You're listening to The Payload.
wrong show, John. Wrong show.
I do it so often. It's
minus 5 points for promoting not even a show within the topic.
There's points?
Yeah, are we for points?
Everyone's winning but John.
But, oh my God. 50 points. Why is it always me? It's always me. I'm not saying that those types of achievements aren't great, number one, to get people to branch out of their comfort zone, because, like I said, Mech Mage is one of my favorite decks of all time, and I would not have played it if it was not, if I wasn't trying to level up my mage hero. And I think that there's a value in that, but I don't like tying meaningful rewards. Like, let's say it was like a 10,000 gold reward for getting a character to 60 or something like that. Like,
there's a point to where you're the type of person that actually wants the achievement, so you're a completionist, where not everyone is like that. So
I just want to win Hearthstone. I just want to win games. The only thing I like to do in Hearthstone
is win. He doesn't even
want to
play.
Just win.
He wants a win, specifically.
I will load up my Tempo Rogue, and I will play 600 games of it, because I know it's the most winning deck. That's the type of player I am. I don't care if I'll have quests sitting in my log for weeks. Weeks. I swear I never get that rogue quest. So help me, Yongwoo, if you're listening, please. I need that rogue quest. I need to clean out some of those quests.
He's in the back going, I do that on purpose.
Yeah, because we
I have a John
look
button
at the amount
I
of. I think they do. Look at the amount of times you play a class and make sure that those never show up in quests.
So well, where were you in Patron Warrior?
Oh, I was way too unskilled to play Patron Warrior.
Same question for Freeze Mage.
And the truth comes out. Well, gentlemen and lady, we need to wrap this up. This was has been a lot of fun. As was the case last year, I feel privileged to sit up here with a bunch of really talented creators I have, for the most part, never met in person until this very moment, and have some really badass discussions. So thank you all so much for bringing your thoughts here and not ripping on me too hard for some of my low-level heroes. But around the table, before we go, where can everyone find you? Kenny?
Me personally or the podcast?
Both.
Or
okay. Either, both.
KCCO _ gamer for Twitter, and coinconcede.com is our podcast.
That works. What about your home address?
My social, no.
So I am Kick Tripod. You can find me on Twitter at RayC591. And you can find WellMet on Twitter at WellMetPodcast. Oh, it's PG_RayC. Sorry. PG_RayC. But you can find WellMet at WellMetPodcast on Twitter. Links to everything else from there.
Yeah, I'm Alec. You can find Golden Wisp Podcast at GW Podcast on Twitter. Comes out once a week, Wednesday mornings. Please listen. It's great. Thanks.
I think everyone should give a round of applause to Calm Before the Storm, everyone who helped set this up, working behind the scenes. Because I echo Garrett's thoughts. It's an honor to be up here and to share this with everyone. My podcast is 1600 Dust. You can find it at 1600dust.com or on Twitter at 1600 Dust. And my Twitter handle is at CM Plummer.
You can find Velen's podcast at Velen's Podcast on Twitter and Velen's Chosen on the website. You can find me at Not Rob.
And I'm Joss Plays. You can find links to everything I do over on amove.tv, and the Angry Chicken is at Tack Podcast on Twitter.
Everything Jocelyn said, I can be found on Twitter at Garrett Art, amove.tv for everything else. And if you have a complaint, send them to at Willie Dills. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you again, everyone, for Thank coming out to this. Give a round of applause for our lovely panel.
So I have a confession. I don't play Hearthstone, but I feel like I want to now. Just going to throw that out there. You guys did a great job.